This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The U.S., there is a focus, new thinking, if you will, and that's part of what I like to focus on here in this hour of Your Hidden Power. This program is aimed at helping you find the magic, if you will, the metaphysical magic that there is all around the world. And so each week we present somebody different who's got, in some cases, courses, ideas, thoughts, help, ways of promoting different ways of thinking, if you will. I'm Doug Steffen. Later during the hour, we'll have Uri Geller with us. We'll be talking to our psychic scout, Mary O'Malley, and then Kim. Here, I've got Kim Bellissimo on my mind, so I guess I should get started with her. Laura Banks is the astrologer to be with us later on. Yeah, Kim is somebody who's been with us before. Kim Bellissimo is one of the most amazing women that I have ever met. She has magic. I don't know. You can come up with all kinds of words for things that are different, that people find hard to believe. But the world is full of amazing transformational opportunities, whether it be in thought or deed, words. There are things that we just don't kind of know. And we understand that we need to sort of give way, as some of us do anyway, to give way to that which we cannot understand, things that are not definable, things that aren't tangible. That's the whole idea behind Your Hidden Power, because there are things that go much further than the five senses that we can acknowledge, whether it be touch, whether it be seeing, hearing, feeling. It's amazing what the world is all about. So Kim's going to bring us a focus on some of the things that she's doing with some of the courses that she's offering. She's a help to people who are individually sort of in a jam and need to understand the energy around them. Sometimes business leaders are using her skills. People are building homes. Whatever it is, their energy is all around us. And maybe that's where we get started, Kim. What about the description or definition of energy? We can go to the scientific business of what some scientists, who was it that first said energy? I think it was Albert Einstein, wasn't it? Who said energy just changes it. It's always there. It just changes its form. That was Einstein, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah. Can you hear me, Doug?
I can hear you fine.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for having me.
I think this is a good opportunity for us to talk about all this stuff. There's a full moon, I think, today. Is there not? We do this. We're having this conversation on Monday, November 11th.
Full moon, in different time zones. I'm going to have a class tonight on the full moon. Tomorrow night I'm going to have a class, too, on the full moon. It is 11-11, too, which is an important day.
Let's talk about it's important because it's Veterans Day, but also the fact that number 11-11, they signed the armistice at 11 o'clock in the morning on the 11th of November, the 11th month, but there's always been a magic around just like 11-11 and other numbers, but more 11-11, it seems to me. Why is that? What's the energy around 11-11?
Yeah, well, World War One, right? Peace came. And 11-11, for different people it means different things, but I always have seen 11-11 since very young. And to me, it is the access. People say, have thoughts for manifestation when you see 11-11, make that wish. But to me, it's about attention. And to follow up on the definition of energy, what energy is, it's the ability to change, transform, transmute from one type of thing to something else, and our heart does that. And so,
give us an example of that. Will you give us an example of moving energy from one form to another, as you suggest?
Yeah, and I'll connect it in with 11-11. because now we have the ability and we have the access to access our higher intentions, and we may not even know what they are, but when we connect and raise our energy up, when we connect our crown, connect our heart to the field, and what the field is, it's just the unknown. It's where the miracles are lying. I mean, there's just so many miracles up in the stars. And when we can connect into those, and then if we place our attention, because it's about attention, into our heart, now we can open up a portal, and that's what today's about, opening up this portal. And by placing your attention there, what you're doing is you're lowering those energies of miracles down into the heart, which is the portal. It opens it up. And if we place our attention on the ground, now we can bring that, like, abstract energy into the concrete. We can make it into reality.
You know, I used a word there that I was just about to use myself, abstract. Maybe that's synchronicity. There is a lot of abstract to what you are talking about, or at least it seems that way. But people can use their imagination or visualize things. And this goes back to thoughts or things, the power of prayer, whatever, however you collectively want to refer to it, or individually you want to refer to it. The whole business of energy, we need to use it, and we can use it for different things. As I outlined with you before, it could be in business, it could be personal, it could be you if you're not feeling well. Like for right now, I haven't talked to you for a week or so, and I'm liberal. I mean, I'm saying that I liberally talk about you because I think you're very helpful, and you certainly helped me in many areas. And one of them is in actually healing, not only, as you point out, the heart and matters of the heart, but physically, I have come down with what has been described in the latest incarnation as a bronchial pneumonia. And I've had it for maybe 4 or 5 days. It's much better than it was because I don't let it get the best of me, but I would like it to be gone, and that's sort of what I'm visualizing, that it would be gone, and it hasn't gone yet. So I'm not, am I not using the right energy? Am I not using enough energy? Why, if I will it to be gone, is it not gone?
Well, and like you said, you know, a prayer is kind of a request, and that means your energy moves up. But what the heart does is it creates in a circle, and what that means is in order for energy to move, there has to be a circuit. So there's two parts of a circuit. There is the active, I'm requesting, and there is then the receiving. Or like in a health issue, and it's interesting because you're the third person that has told me about a bronchial thing. And last week, there were so many miracles that dropped in because we were working just on that lower circuit, which means this. When you have the bronchial, what is happening now, and this goes with Mercury retrograde, it also goes in with the genetic line, because on that Halloween, you know, the veil became extremely thin, and our ancestors are here with us now. So a lot of health issues, and I was talking to a client yesterday, got a sciatica, all of these health issues are coming up, and these have to do more with our genetic line. So it is very important. You know, energy work means in order to transform, change something, you have to move from your heart even now, your attention down into the planet, which would be you can release this, and then you have to have and be in relationship with the planet where when you focus on the heart, it pulls energy up to renew the body. So a lot of this bronchial I'm seeing are they're extensions from your genetic line hooked into, and this is genetic line because right now with Mercury retrograde, we are replaying our genetic line. Our genetic line is actually hooking into us, and a lot of maybe symptoms or physical ailments that people haven't had are coming on stronger, and they don't know why. Mm-hmm. So we go for clearing the genetic line, and it is the circuit between the heart, the field, which is, like I say, a diamond in the sky, and the, you know, crystal in the planet, like this figure eight circuit. When we move energy out, it means we're trying to create something in the external world. We're moving it up. We're moving it down. When we move it through that circuit, it always changes when it moves to the heart, because when we move energy through the heart, it changes from, like, time, the future and past, into the now. The heart is the now. It changes things from duality, like positive pictures, negative pictures, where most people reside. And when we unify those in an infinity loop and connect it in the heart, then what happens? We create space. And in order to fully create, you know, you're going to drop and ground this lung issue, and you're going to renew the body, but also you're going to focus on the heart, create some space, because this is more, too, about, for you, it's more about your heart, and the lungs have to do with self-care. They have to do with nurturing, being nurtured for, and you're working on that issue right now. How can, you know, I be nurtured in situations? How can I nurture myself? So this has more to do, too, with changing your genetic line, changing, and retrograde is the perfect time, because now we have access to the unconscious, bringing it conscious. And when we see that, we can make new agreements. We can change things and have access to potential energy, which we can now move.
The history of my family line, genetically, interestingly enough, is that the lung problems that exist that are superficial with me, because I had never abused myself the way my mother and grandfather did. My great-grandmother lived to be 88, but she died of emphysema. My grandfather died at 66 of emphysema. My mother died at 50 of emphysema. And it is genetically, it would seem, we were predisposed to have these lung weaknesses. And it seems to go from male to female in my family line. So it's interesting you bring up genetics here in the way that and has impact on us now, and bringing Mercury retrograde in. Let's talk about that in a little bit as we continue. We have Kim Bellissimo, who is with us. You can go on Instagram. It's Instagram.com/Kim Bellissimo. It's B-E-L-L-I-S-I-M-O. B-E-L-L-I-S-I-M-O. Facebook as well, Facebook.com/Kim Bellissimo. As we figure out how to use that energy to transform our lives in any number of ways. Here's a way to transform your life. If you're too heavy and you're going into the holiday season thinking, boy, I'm going to be a mess, I'm overweight now, imagine what's going to happen after Thanksgiving. Go to Calitrin.com. That's Calitrin.com. Use the promo code DJV. Get fabulous bargains when it comes to buying the product and free shipping. Calitrin.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Quicken Loans is celebrating our best quarter ever, and now we're celebrating some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask HomeAdvisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, HomeAdvisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
HomeAdvisor.
Thank you. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen. Get the podcast at yourhiddenpowershow.com, the most recent ones. The power, Your Hidden Power number 118, is a focus on how you can control your anger. Dr. Christian Conti is a mental health expert, and in that podcast you will hear us talk about anger and emotional management. I think that's one of the things that we all want to work more on. He's got a new book called Walking Through Anger that you might want to check out. And on Your Hidden Power number 119, we reveal the top 10 secrets for overcoming setbacks in your life, according to the DeMello Center. Desmond Towey shows up, and we talk about how you can better use all of these programs. I shouldn't say they're the same, but they kind of are. They're all aimed at the same thing, helping you in some way, shape, or form. There are lots of different ways to overcome setbacks, and that's what we're here to do, to find new ways that are relevant to you, offer suggestions, and you find the one, do a little experimenting, find the one that's best for you. I find dealing with our guest this week, Kim Bellissimo, has helped me a lot in trying to just get, and it's energy in all shapes and sizes. You can use the energy, you can sort of tune up your energy when it comes to your work, to your personal life, to how you take care of yourself. It sounds complicated and complex, but it really isn't. And Kim is masterful at sort of bringing you in, and she does the, you got to do the work too, but she does a lot of the work, and you don't even know she's doing it. I think maybe that's the masterful side of this. KimBellissimo.com is a website. All right, so you have all of these different courses, and they're available. Once a week or so, if people go to your website, they'd be invited in at least once a week, aren't they?
Yes. I have Moon Magics. I have Energy Works, which is the method of changing your energy, transforming your energy when you have an issue or like a physical thing that you were talking about, that's based in a block and like not being nurtured. And so that's coming up in order for you to create a new agreement. Otherwise, the genetic line continues to get stuck there.
Who's the agreement? You talk about having new agreements. Agreements with whom? And about what?
Your genetic line. Genetic line. Wherever your genetic line has gotten stuck, you will inherit it, and your kids will, unless you create a new picture.
All right. I don't mind ever using myself as a guinea pig when we have doctors on the air. They talk about my health. So where is my genetic block? You've talked a lot about that. Specifically, what's mine?
So with the lungs, it is about not being nurtured. And with a grandmother and, you know, with all the people that have the lung issue, they all have the same block about not being nurtured. So they may even block being nurtured. And so you have the opportunity to really change that right now so that you can receive being nurtured. And you're very nurturing. You nurture people on the air. You're very nurturing with your animals. This is something that you give because it is something ultimately you want, you know. And it is, your genetic line has struggled with this. So,
no, I never, you never told me that before. I'm glad I asked you. I never really thought about it that way. But I am. I mean, I am nurturing. My children would tell you, especially at this point in my life, that I'm very much a nurturer, and I wasn't ever nurtured as a child, and I don't know that but as I said to you, and that's maybe one of the things that everybody needs to take away from this. You don't know what you don't know. And if you don't know, then how do you? You've got to expose yourself to different ideas in order to know more about what you don't know, so you won't not know it. Does that make any sense?
That's right. And now it's becoming conscious. Now we can change the energy so you will be nurtured in many ways.
Yeah, it's a good time to do it because, as Kim was saying, Mercury's in retrograde. That's a good time for doing this sort of change. Check out KimBellissimo.com. BellissimO. KimBellissimo.com. Good to have you here on our version of your hidden power.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
Hey, Greg, I'm so sorry to hear about your brother's heart attack.
Thanks. He's okay now, but it really got me thinking about my family. You know, could my wife still pay our mortgage if I had a heart problem? Or could my kids still go to college?
Man, that is really scary. Yeah, you should call my life insurance agent at Health IQ. When I got life insurance for my family last year, they saved me 41% versus any other company I looked at.
41%? That's huge.
Yep. Health IQ starts by shopping everyone with the top 30 life insurance carriers to make sure they can get the lowest retail rate. Then they apply their exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, which can save you up to 41%. I literally got $1 million in coverage for my family for just $36 a month.
Just $36 a month?
Yep. You should check it out at healthiq.com/easy.
To save that much money, I'm going to call them right now. What's that link again? healthiq.com/easy?
Yep. healthiq.com/easy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Breaking news as we learn former President Jimmy Carter admitted to Emory University Hospital in Atlanta, Georgia for a procedure to relieve pressure from his brain, this stemming from his recent falls.
To each veteran of the war, the glory of your deeds will only grow greater with time.
President Trump making history, becoming the first sitting president to speak at the Veterans Day Parade in New York City. He speaks for about 20 minutes and mentions advancements at the VA.
Our administration and all of the work that we've done, the veteran satisfaction with the VA is at 90%.
Now, in terms of the crowd, some never-Trumpers putting signs up in windows, one saying impeach, the other convict, but supporters of the president cheering him on and loyal followers wearing red MAGA hats. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen. Check out the podcast every week at yourhiddenpowershow.com. All about spirituality, mysticism, paranormalism, if you will. Joining us now is my friend Uri Geller, who comes to us from Israel. I had the opportunity to talk to somebody about a spiritual teacher named Anthony DeMello, and he used the term spiritual magician. And I thought, what a wonderful term for Uri. Spiritual musician. Good, Doug. Spiritual magician. What do you think of that? I like that for you.
Hey, Doug, I love that. Who coined that word up?
The fellow I was talking to is a fellow named Desmond Toey, who runs the DeMello Center in New York, one of our foremost spiritual teachers in the last 100 years. And when he used that, I immediately thought, this is a great handle for Uri. A spiritual
magician.
Yes,
it's not patented, it's not registered, so I'm stealing it away.
Okay. There you go.
Doggy, so throughout our lives, I'm sure you did have a few setbacks. Am I correct?
Oh, sure. Setbacks all the time, haven't we all?
Yeah, all of us. And I've got some kind of my top 10 secrets for beating setbacks. Would you like to hear a few?
I think that would be great. Yeah, beating setbacks. This is good info. Everybody take notes. These are tips on how to beat setbacks. Yes, go ahead, Uri.
Well, you know, I'll give you all the 10, and I want you to register them in your mind. Focus, absorb every word. So let's start. First of all, take the blame. You must always accept responsibility to make sure things don't go wrong twice. My second tip is take heart. Others have endured crueler setbacks than yours, and they still triumphed. Because, you know, people, you think your setback is bad? No, come on. There are people who have much worse setbacks. The third one is take heed. This setback can tell you what you're doing wrong and how you can do it right. The fourth one, I love this one. I go by this one. Take a long, cool look. Step outside yourself and study the situation like a general serving a map. Because we do everything in a hurry, Doug. Everything.
We do.
Blah, blah, fast, fast, fast.
Yep.
Well,
sure
I
do.
Say, hey, slow down. Get out of the box. Look at the situation. Think about it and then act. Also very important, Doug, and all of our listeners, is to be resilient. You need resilience to cope with the blow of each setback. So resilience is massively important. Also, Doug, be resourceful. Resourcefulness will create a strategy to beat the setback. Think about every word I'm saying here. Then be resolute. Your resolve will carry the strategy to victory. Think like that. Napoleon used to think that way. Churchill thought that way. Also, Doug, patience is very important. So be patient. Setbacks mean delays. But patience will conquer. Doug, remember this, because sometimes you do things in a hurry. Patience is a virtue.
Yeah.
A few more. Be persistent. Persistence will break down other people's objections and opposition. Also, be perseverant. Very important. When one setback follows another, perseverance will help you triumph. I love the word triumph. It reminds me, actually, Donald Trump, but never mind. Anyhow, so I gave you a few tips. I want you all to remember these words and act upon them, and then everything will soothe out, and you'll be victorious.
I like take heart. I like take heed. I like you. We're all very impatient. I know I am. I want to get it done now. I'm working on a project that I thought was taking 4 or 5 months, and it's been a year, and we're still not finished with it. But, you know, I guess what is that from Ecclesiastes? Everything has its own season, and that's really what, you know, you have. There's a time for things. There's also, there are sometimes people who make a good case for not charging after something. You know, I just used the analogy of the swimming pool and the ball. When you're swimming on the surface of the pool and you swim toward that ball, it just keeps going further away from you because the energy in the water that's moving pushes it away. Whereas if you go underneath the ball in the water and come up under it and grab it, you'll get it faster.
Doug, I love also telling people to do it now, act now, because the universe doesn't like delays. And since you talked about allergies, I'll tell you one that you will like. Because in the grand scale of things, we really can't change our destiny. And I always give this example that we are inside a bottle. The bottle is on the river, flowing downstream. Inside the bottle, we can do whatever we wish, whatever we like, but we cannot stop the bottle flowing down the stream. Think about what I just said.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
Destiny is out there into infinity. Infinity obviously means no end, so you just go with the flow, but you do have your own willpower, your own confidence, your own mind power to make things happen. Remember, whatever you can visualize, you can materialize, because you are the architects of your own lives. There is nothing that you cannot be, do, or have. You are the master of your own life. So think that way. Think positive. Be confident. Every morning, put yourself in an attitude of gratitude. Help others. Smile a lot. And good things will come into your life. It's a universal law. Good things will come into your life if you surround yourself with positivity. And especially with positive thinkers. Don't surround yourself with negative thinkers. Because like Doug said, the energy of bad things come to you. Keep them away from you. By the way, Doug, Gaia.com. Gaia.com.
I really like that.
I urge you to watch 4 interviews that I just did for Gaia. They're amazing. It's called Legacy. And I did it inside my museum. Gaia flew out to Israel to interview me. And I urge you to watch those 4 interviews, because I think some of them will change your lives for the better.
As a great reference, you can go to Uri Geller's website, which is urigeller.com, find reference to that. Also, the new museum that he's talking about, urigellermuseum.com. Talk to you next week, Uri. Thank you. Uri Geller here on Your Hidden Power. In a matter of moments, we're going to deal with your psychic side. Mary O'Malley joins us after this.
Hi, I'm Russell Wilson. Each year, millions of domestic violence victims stay in abusive situations because they fear for the safety of their pet. Today, less than 10% of domestic violence shelters allow pets. That's why the Banfield Foundation supports programs that help people and pets find safety together. Because when we help pets, we help people too. To learn more and get involved, visit banfieldfoundation.org/safertogether.
Used vehicles are becoming increasingly popular with Americans as consumers look for more affordable options. But a recent Ally Financial survey conducted by the Harris Poll finds many people still hold outdated notions about them. It found about one-third of Americans think the average age of used vehicles at time of sale is more than 8 years old, when it's actually 4. Additionally, consumers believe the price on average of a used vehicle is about $10,000, when it's more than twice that amount. Matt Arnold of Ally's Auto Team.
Many Americans lump all used cars and old clunkers, but today's used models have many of the same tax and safety features that new cars offer. They also have great quality and are running longer than ever before.
Matt says vehicle history reports and service contracts that cover repairs for cars no longer under warranty can help provide peace of mind for used car buyers.
Used cars can be a great alternative, especially when you consider the average new car price is almost $38,000.
For more tips, go to ally.com/auto. ally.com/auto.
Hey, have you heard that ransomware attacks have increased by 500% this year?
Yeah, cybercriminals are targeting all types of businesses, encrypting their data and holding it hostage unless they pay up.
What if we're their next victim?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda to detect, prevent, and recover from ransomware and other advanced threats.
So we're secured?
Absolutely. We'll pay no ransom and keep this business up and running.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV Show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Continuing along here on Your Hidden Power, check out the weekly podcast, YourHiddenPowerShow.com, which always features a bit of wise information and advice from Mary O'Malley at PsychicScout.com. Monday morning musings. Our theme here has been being in the here and now, I think. Practical spirituality. Is there ever a time when you're dealing with clients that you feel that they are being not practical, asking you questions that there are no answers to? Do you ever get kind of come up blank, I guess is the question, Mary?
Yeah. You know, there are some life path questions that people just have to, you know, find the answers on their own.
Mm-hmm.
And in that case, you know, I get crickets.
Well, but there's this business about people coming to you and other folks who are spiritually ordained to find happiness. And as was pointed out earlier, you don't find it outside. You got to find it inside. And so when people come to you with the thirst, it's sad when you have some of these people, I would think, come to you that are so lost and they're so afraid. And it's a big responsibility for somebody like you to try to bring those people around, isn't it?
Well, you know, I used to feel that way, kind of overwhelmed, but I've come to realize that spirit likes to plant seeds, and generally the information I receive, even if they don't get it right then, it's planting a seed. And a year later, or 2 years later, or 3 years later, you know, I can see that seed has grown and begun to bloom. And in that case, you know, I feel grateful to be in the position to plant the seed, you know, basically.
Mm. You know, it's interesting. Also, I was thinking as you were saying that, remember the Beatles song, Can't Buy Me Love? Can't find me love. I always thought was what they were thinking. And that's something else people are always looking for. They think if they're in love or have a love interest, they will be happy. Being alone is not what they are happy in or with. And yet, if you're not happy with yourself, how can you be happy with somebody else?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And, it takes a while to shift that thinking around for people sometimes.
Yeah. And so people ever come to you with a certain way of thinking and you try to talk them out of thinking that way, sort of to delete what they've had, what they've been working on for so many years that's the cause of their block or their problem?
Sometimes I can, or spirit can point out that, you know, all the times that belief has actually harmed them. You know, how has that worked for you up until today?
Yeah.
And then present maybe a different belief or a little different perspective or a widened perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So I get a lot of that through spirit, just sort of, you know, widening the perspective, planting the seed. And then some people just don't want to hear it. You know, that's not what they're there for. They just want to hear what they want to hear. But I don't work that way, so...
Right. I mean, it doesn't do you much good if you come for help and then you ignore the help. What's the sense of it? But a lot of people are very much in denial, and they come because they think you're going to tell them what they want to hear. I'll tell you from experience, folks, you're not going to always hear what you want to hear. Go to Psychic Scout. Listen, it's okay. It's all right. It's true. PsychicScout.com for Mary O'Malley. Great reading. PsychicScout.com. It's 10 before the hour on Your Hidden Power.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Continuing on Your Hidden Power, I'm Doug Steffen with astrology in our focus, and Laura Banks here with a interesting spin, I'm sure. I don't know what it is, but I'm sure she's always got an interesting spin on what we focus on. And today is 11-11. So under the circumstance, this program airs all across the week as we do a new hour and a new podcast every week. So I wonder, we can use this as a theme, a valuable theme. We've been talking a lot about energy, Laura, in this hour. And I wonder, for your readings, when you're talking about astrology, I try to play in everybody's specialty here. What impact does the astrological significance of 11-11 have for readings in terms of astrology? We're in the last week of Mercury being retrograde, right, for this time of the year.
Right.
So what's the influence? What can all people, all listeners, take away from this influence?
Well, 11 is a master number. 11 and 22 are master numbers, right? So energetically, this is a very high vibration. So great question, Doug. Again, great to be on your show.
Thank you. Good to have you here.
Yeah. Such a plethora of Scorpio still expanding into this mid-November. Today is an extraordinary event as well, with a perfect conjunction of the Sun and the Mercury in 18 degrees Scorpio.
Which means what? How do we? What does that mean to the average person?
We've got an 11-11 and 11th house. What that means is it's a very insightful time, very penetrating understanding, a time where if you had to do anything investigative, helplessly information will rise to the top with very little effort, as long as you're listening to that intuition, that gut, that feeling, and you're combining that with accumulative information. This would be a great day to get to the bottom of anything that is of major concern. Especially you, Doug. You know, happy belated birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
You've got a six. So everyone has a balance of signs. You have six signs in Scorpio. So your energy, your vibration is that of deep mysteries, understanding sexuality, sensuality, the mind, anything that's unseen, psychic energy. Then you've got seven planets represented by either house placements or planets in Sagittarius. So you're almost the soul traveler because Sagittarius is the traveler. And so you're moving through time and space, accumulating information, publishing electronically, almost a way, is a way to mm-hmm. describe you.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at the energies for everyone, I kind of look at you as an example. But anyone who's listened to this program probably has this same farm of crops of planets that are drawn to understanding why energies and how energies work. And basically with these kind of energies for all of us, you specifically, Doug, with your, anyone with Scorpio is listening, we're in that sun sign still, in that Mercury conjunct. It's your time. So it's your time to make a move on that person, place, or thing, to trust that you're ready. There's almost like an army that's been gathering around you. We all have Scorpio somewhere in our chart. So if your Scorpio is in your seventh house, it would be the time to work it real, in a relationship. So then you look at the elements, you know, the fire, the water, the air, the earth. That's always moving around us. And we all have different layers of that. You're a very, very strong fire sign and earth. And ironically, you're weak in the water, which is Scorpio, but just looking at the balance of elements. But
so how is it that I don't seem mm-hmm. to be able, most of the relationships I've had in my life have mm-hmm. been with fire signs, and mm-hmm. other astrologers have told me that I should stay away from fire signs because there's the water for me puts out the fire, excuse me, puts out the fire in the fire sign. So is that not true?
Well, Scorpio by nature is a little more deep. I don't believe that fire puts out water. I mean, you can look at that as an overview, yes, for your sun signs if you're reading about your signs in the,
right,
in the newspapers
the
and things.
Yeah.
But when you do a more penetrative look, your seventh house has Leo in it, which is fire, Doug. So you're not going to get around. Seventh house is partnership. You've got a fire sign of the strongest fire sign of all right on your descendant going into partnerships. You will always be drawn to that. There's nothing you can do for that. Now, what is that?
Uh-oh.
That is a soul history going back
right.
many lifetimes that you can't just, you know, you have to choose it and burn through it and allow yourself that attraction and go through whatever you have to go through, you know, with that understanding.
That's the first time I've had anybody's ever told me that. That's really very instructive. All right. Well, you get this kind of instruction when you get a great reading. Laura, call her, Laura Banks, 352-552-1243. She's at Star Gal Net.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.